A quick overview of the laws of Tevilat Kelim. When do we have to immerse the vessel? So, the Torah says, Ach b'meini da'it chata. When the Jews conquered the Midianite vessels, so the Torah demanded of them to do two things. One was to purge the vessels of the non-kosher flavor, that's kashering the pot. That's when we by mistake use meat in a milk butter, milk in a meat butter, non-kosher meat in a pot. Or we purchase a pot or a pan from a non-Jew and it was used with non-kosher food. So then we say there's non-kosher flavor in the vessels of the pot or pan or whatever vessel that was used with heat. And that has to be purged of the flavor. That's number one, which we're not dealing with right now.
Which order do they go?
First you kasher it. First you, okay. Preferably, you first purge it of the non-kosher flavor. And then the Torah says the vessel that went from a non-Jew's ownership to a Jew's ownership has to go into the mikvah waters. Now, when we put it in the mikvah waters, we have to take off all the tags. It has to be perfectly clean. We have to clean it. It shouldn't have anything on it. There's not allowed to be any chatzitza, anything separating between it and the water. The vessel has to be completely in the waters all at one time. It has to be done by an adult Jew. You can't send your 5-year-old or your 10-year-old to do it. It has to be an adult that puts it in the mikvah. If your kid's doing it while you're watching, that's okay. But there has to be an adult supervising it. When we put a vessel in the mikvah, so we make a bracha, al tvilat kelim, or al tvilat kli, depending if you're doing one or many. When we tivel a vessel, so you can do it by day or by night, but you need a kosher mikvah. Not all rivers or all oceans are a kosher mikvah. You have to verify before you rely on a river or an ocean being a kosher mikvah. Some are, some aren't. A different time. It's a long answer.
So it's after non-Jew.
When a vessel goes from a non-Jew's ownership to a Jew's ownership, and that vessel is a vessel that's used in direct contact with the preparation of food, for example, a fork, a knife, a spoon, a pot, a pan, the trays on your toaster oven, which you sometimes put bread on, the trays in your oven. I mean, whatever you food comes in direct contact with, you don't have to toivel your oven, because it doesn't come direct contact with that. You don't have to toivel your microwave. And the vessel has to be made of one of the metals or glass. Now, if you have fine porcelain, which is coated with glass, or the earthenware stuff that you buy today is coated with glass, so there we are careful to immerse those in mikveh here in Israel as well. We put those in mikveh also. That's in a nutshell the laws of Tevilat Kelim on one foot.